USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A controversial governor has apologized, but he refuses to step down. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has apologized in a video statement for a racist and offensive costume seen on his 1984 medical school yearbook page.
I'm deeply sorry. I cannot change the decisions I made, nor can I undo the harm my behavior caused then and today. But I accept responsibility for my past actions, and I am ready to do the hard work of regaining your trust.
The photo shows a person in blackface and another in full Ku Klux Klan robes. The Democratic governor said Friday that the behavior was not in keeping with his values. Northam has faced mounting calls for his resignation, with both Democrats and Republicans saying he needs to leave office. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A federal judge in Washington is thinking about placing a gag order to special counsel Robert Mueller's case against longtime Trump confidant Roger Stone. The judge said the charges should be treated like a serious criminal matter and not a public relations campaign or a book tour. Russian politicians are accusing the United States of undermining global security by ending compliance with the nuclear arms treaty. President Trump announced on Friday that the United States will leave the treaty in 180 days unless Russia pledges to stop developing medium-range nuclear weapons that are in violation of that treaty.
One side has not been adhering to it. We have, but one side hasn't. So unless they're going to adhere, we shouldn't be the only one.
The president says he's willing to negotiate a brand new treaty with Russia. U.S. officials say they have little reason to think Moscow will change its stance in the next 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Finally, some warmth is beginning to surge across the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and into New England as the polar vortex is being forced out. John Clemens has more.
High temperatures could reach to around 60 from St. Louis to Washington, D.C., as the warm air forces the polar vortex away. Dave Samuel is a meteorologist with AccuWeather.
We can also think of Pacific, a batch of storms for coming in, and that's basically directing our airflow more so out of Mexico and the Pacific Ocean instead of the Arctic, where we were dealing with all that cold air recently. So, and we will have a big warming trend in a lot of places that just dealt with extreme cold over the last few days.
I'm John Clemens.
You might want to listen up if you're one of the people who watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
This year, viewers won't see any ads from the Detroit automakers during the Super Bowl. Chrysler did launch a new ad campaign, but it's fully online with 7 new YouTube videos. Ford and General Motors also sitting this year's Super Bowl out. It's made room for a greater presence of foreign and luxury brand ads, as Mercedes-Benz, whose name is on the Atlanta stadium that's hosting the game, will air a 60-second ad for its new A-Class sedan. Toyota, Kia, and Audi will all air spots, and Hyundai is the game's sponsor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.